All right, now we are back on air for This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez, and you are, sir?
I'm Jeff Hadfield with The Code Project here filling in for Brian Keller.
Yes, Brian is somewhere in Europe. He could be buying a wife. We don't really know the situation.
Yeah,
but,
which part of Europe?
We should be getting an update.
Check his luggage.
Shortly.
Nice.
So this is special because we're doing This Week on Channel 9 every day here. So it's kind of this day on Channel 9.
Well, it feels like it's been a week so far today.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And how many cups of coffee are you on?
Plenty of Diet Cokes.
Okay.
They've cut me off.
I'm on 4, so this should get interesting. So let's jump into the big news. Lots of announcements.
Yep.
At the keynote, we'll go to the first one. This is the dogs and cats living together.
Right.
Kind of crazy. Azure goes, and I should say these screenshots are actually from our friend Long Zen at I Started Something.
Nice.
Who is live tweeting this. But Azure goes PHP, MySQL, Java, and Eclipse. So even on the developer tools, we now plug into to help people build Azure applications or using Azure for deploying any kind of application. What do you think about this? Are we crazy?
Well, it's like the...
Talk amongst yourselves.
It's just like you said. I mean, it's dogs and cats living together. It's mass hysteria. But really, it fits
hysteria.
Into that quote-unquote open web approach, right? It's like,
yes.
Look, you're still running on a Microsoft platform, but it continues to reinforce that messaging that it's there. And at least as far as we saw in the keynote, there's demonstrations of this stuff actually working, which I think is a segue to your to the WordPress and the other demonstrations we saw.
Which we can jump to. So WordPress on Windows Azure. So this is huge, actually. If you've seen the trends in terms of WordPress, you know, they do 1 billion page views, mm-hmm. just a massive amount. That's on the WordPress.com domain. And there are a number of applications running that are really just WordPress. So part of CNN, TechCrunch, they're really just WordPress. And the announcement here is that you can actually run WordPress on Windows Azure. So I think this is huge. And this is one of those, and I go back to Long Zen, since we were using some of his pictures. He just said, OMG, which is a good reaction.
Right. I'm not sure how many G's were in that, but it's for anyone who's ever had a site, even based on WordPress or anything else, it suddenly gets bombed with a huge amount of traffic. It's nice to just remove that concern.
Yes, absolutely.
Out of your mind.
And actually, I should remind people, we are taking questions during the show, and that's at CH9Live. And one thing, we want to make this interactive, even if you don't have a question, we have this nice colored background.
Oh, nice.
And I think it takes in primary colors. So send us what color you want this to be, and we will just pick
nice.
What is the most popular. We have red, green, orange, blue.
I believe this is Azure.
This may be Azure, and again, that's at CH9Live. Let us know what color, and you will be live. So, okay, so let's jump into the other big news, which is the App Fabric.
Right, continuing the history of great Microsoft product naming.
What App Fabric? Who doesn't want that?
No, it's Windows registered trademark, server trademark, App Fabric registered trademark.
See, why can't we just have a Snuggie or something? Like, that's a product name. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
But no, we do App Fabric.
Right, nice.
Yes. So App Fabric is three things. Caching, workflow, and service management. So the caching part is actually Project Velocity.
Yep.
That people have probably been familiar with in terms of doing the distributed caching. The goal is the same services that you use for Azure, you can now use the App Fabric on your local machine or your private cloud or whatever.
Which is a great approach. Doesn't matter where you want to run. It's the same technology, same implementation. And again, caching is always good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and the same way to obviously manage your stuff. So I think this is going to be good. And there were some code names for Dublin and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But,
various exotic cities.
Yeah, which Dublin then becomes something like App Fabric. And obviously that's not the only code name there because there was Velocity, which was a cool code name. Now it's just App Fabric. And
Yeah.
So, and speaking of sites running on Azure, this is oddlyspecific.com. So, Pet Holdings, which is a parent company that owns failblog.org, and a bunch of other cool sites, I Can As Cheeseburger, et cetera, et cetera, they run Oddly Specific. Now you clearly had no time on, or too much time on your hands, and you were going through this. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I pretty much got done talking with you pretty quickly, so I started browsing through the site. And there's not a lot on there yet, of course, because it's just barely launched. But it's pretty amusing. I mean, there's toilet pictures, various other amusing items. This is a great example of it, the Oddly Specific and Blatantly Obvious.
Yeah,
but still, it's great. I mean, those are great sort of time black holes that exist on the internet, and I'm hoping this can become another one of them as part of their network. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't know if people can see this. I think we're trying to figure out how to get these images going, but this is a screenshot of a caution protruding sign.
Yes.
So,
which is slightly broken off on the one side.
Yeah. Exactly. And a little bit of a hazard, which is why you need a caution sign. Clearly. So, another announcement: Microsoft Pinpoint. So this is to look at their slide and to read from it. I'm looking for companies, applications, or professional services.
I appreciate your insights on that.
Yes.
But it's great. I mean, for those that think Microsoft isn't specific enough, it's a great product name. But again, right on the button, if you're looking for somebody that's built something on Microsoft platforms or you're trying to build something and want somebody to help you, this is the resource.
Yeah, I actually think this is a good name.
Yeah.
So, given how bad some of the other names are.
So speaking of that, there's a code name associated with it, right? Right.
Yes. You're talking about Dallas?
I am talking about Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. So let's jump into Dallas. So trying to explain Dallas in a sentence, it's data as a service. So like you've probably heard of software plus service. This is, I have this tons of data. The government has tons of data. We now make it available as a service for people to use in mashups, so I can use the census data and, you know, prove that cities like Detroit are dangerous.
Which is important to do.
Yeah, yeah, it's theoretical right now.
Right.
And using all sorts of other data. So we have several partners, ESRI, we have NASA on board, mm-hmm.
Reading off the slide.
Yes, Associated Press. City Search, which is kind of interesting if they're exposing things like restaurant reviews, which you could imagine like you being able to write a mobile application that then use this data and then maybe mesh it up with another data source.
Well, it's pretty interesting on two points. One, if you're a content provider, you've got the ability to do this, right, and make some money off the data that you already have. Second, there's no reason to develop your own database around these areas when this stuff already exists. So like you said, it's a great example for a mashup. And also, you know, I'm just reassured to know that the government is able to sell the data they've collected on me back to me. I think it's great. I think it's a great revenue model. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So we're going to get more phone calls. Is this basically what you're alluding to?
I think it'll be a great place to mine the national do not call registry. Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. I am looking forward to the future of auto dialers.
That would be nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think.
And so speaking of that, Dallas, when you go into Dallas and you actually look at this, they have featured set data sets and new data sets. This is just a quick picture. You can actually see and kind of go through the types of data that are available. So like for NASA, it's the Mars Exploration Rover mission images. Mm-hmm. And they have hundreds of thousands of images, and we'll talk about one of the stories that NASA's doing in there. But also GIS information, so location information, location-based information systems that'll be available for everyone. And really, the story here is how it's available for developers. So I don't know if people can actually read this our code sample here, but we actually have the ability to, say, pull up a news by category service. You give it, you know, the account key and the user ID, and boom, I can pull, you know, just headlines or a specific story, and I can actually, in a very easy way, two lines of code, be able to see data from a Dallas data service.
Right. I mean, the important thing is the implementation is pretty straightforward. You use it, there's all kinds of different ways. But I mean, I don't know if you're going to mash up the city search with the Mars Rover information and find the best restaurants or, you know, real estate listings or whatever you want to find.
But yeah, or, you know, oddly specific, if there's some signs on Mars.
That may be it.
The mashup.
That's exactly that's, it. But
is
but
that
still,
how we're going to make our first 100,000?
That's really great. No, I need a pen. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awkward. So I think the other interesting part on Dallas is, you think about these applications, like everybody has a database for states, everybody has a database, or like in their database they have a city-state mm-hmm. lookup, for example. Rather than having those be in your local SQL Server database, you can imagine that being a service where I can do a lookup by zip code. I don't have to keep that as a service. You know, we talked about some of the other announcements in terms of identity federation where I now have my users and even things like Facebook. They're opening themselves up, so you can now, rather than building your own authentication system, you can use systems like Facebook to. So basically, everybody's doing the work for you.
Right.
So you don't have to recreate the wheel.
Which, how many years we've been talking about this kind of thing and this kind of service that can be provided, and there's no reason to build data sets that are commercially available. Why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah.
But it's getting easier and easier. I think that's sort of what this code sample demonstrates, is it's not, you're not going to have to subscribe to something and do a long authentication string and do all the other complex issues and combine this into some fancy manner into your own database. Look, it's just, it's a straightforward call.
And things like, in terms of, for a person that's exposing data, this also gives me the business plan to do it, right? So
right.
I can actually make money off of it, because we had done a ton of data programming before, and they would literally send you a CD, and that was because they just wanted to charge you a quarterly price.
Right.
This at least gives them a business model for, hey, you want to be able to pull up, you know, do searches on our mapping system, then boom, you get a charge per transaction or per 1,000 transactions or whatever it
needs to be. Whatever the model is, right.
Yeah. So another thing on Channel 9 is we actually launched 3 training courses. So one is on Windows Azure, another is on high-performance computing and identity.
Great.
So have you had a chance to play with Azure at all?
Well, in my spare time, no.
Yes.
No, I'm not actually a developer. I just play one on TV. So no, I have not. I've looked at it.
Don't tell people.
I'm overdressed. I can't.
Yeah. you have hygiene.
Right.
People know you're not a developer when you have hygiene. That's dead giveaway. What's interesting about these training courses is one of the things we're trying to do is, and these are, you know, we took some of the last edits like last night at I don't even know what hour, but they are cutting edge, bleeding edge, if you will, technology samples. And this shows you how to build your first Windows Azure application or how to build your first SQL Azure application. So,
which is great. I mean, you got to get, it's the only way you can really understand this stuff is to get in and touch it, which is great.
Yes. Model. Yes. So you're saying get in and touch her.
I am.
Excellent.
Yes.
Outstanding. So this shows you how to build a simple guestbook application. And there's a lot more hands-on labs. And printed out, these end up being like 700 pages of hands-on labs. So just a ton of data for developers that want to get their hands dirty, as well as a number of videos that walk through. Here's the overview of kind of our Azure story. And this even includes coverage of Dallas that we just talked about.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you've also got some high-performance computing training. So that's the third in the series. There was low-performance, mid-performance, high-performance.
Yes. All my code happens to be low-performance as a design decision.
That's sort of your middle name. And then identity training. That's, again, part of the series. There's personality training, identity training. Good. Yeah.
So nice. I don't know my
personality
identity.
Personality training for developers.
Yes.
I think it's a great plan. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, identity training. So that's... So what is that? Is that federated identity?
Yeah, that's the ability to build fake IDs anytime, anywhere, any device.
So it includes the laminated printer.
No, this is how you do authentication. Rather than doing this and be able to do federated identity, so federated authentication, whether it be company to company or whether it's company to startup and those sort of things, and be able to make it all simple for developers. And some other things that we announced were... ways to program OpenID with the RAP protocol as well. So there's a lot of interesting stuff going in terms of identity and where things are merging, and we're seeing a lot of trends. You know, we talked about Facebook before, and that Microsoft has at least stated that they're going to support OpenID, and Facebook has said they're supporting OpenID. So there's a lot of things going on around identity and authentication as well.
Great. So a lot of people are claiming support it, so that's great.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good news. Right.
I love that. Claiming to support.
There's lots of intended support. That's what you're looking for.
There's tons of press releases that have been released.
Perfect.
Yes.
Right. Well, if the marketers are involved, you know it'll happen.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Now we talked about some of the NASA Dallas announcements. You want to talk about this one?
Well, I actually spent a few minutes looking at it before when you were goofing around. I mean, on stage before this.
Right.
And it's a pretty neat site. It's sort of got, you got the ability to go in on the NASA Martian site, be a Martian site, and you actually can become a Martian citizen or just get a guest pass. And you go in there and you can explore the maps, you can go in the visitor center and learn more about what the Mars rover has found, but also just kind of look around. And actually, you can contribute to moving the sort of the knowledge base ahead around this. So it's kind of neat. I think it's when you've run out of time on oddlyspecific.com, this is a great way to spend some more time. So we're really looking at, I think we're focusing on productivity enhancements hosted in the cloud is what we're looking at. That's sort of the theme.
This is how you can waste more time. That's
exactly.
That's what I'm hearing.
We all need that.
That's
right.
What I'm hearing. Excellent.
Speaking of wasting more time.
Speaking of wasting more time. So everybody that I know spend some time going to Code Project looking for their sample first. In fact, when we were doing the Coding for Fun book, we used Smart Thread Pool, which was a Code Project article that was released under the Code Project license.
Right.
And it just made threading and doing a number of things. It was an application that downloaded YouTube videos, mm-hmm. converted them on the fly, but you're talking about potentially 500 megabytes of videos because I'm downloading 50 YouTube videos, converting them so I can play them offline. You need something like a threading pool to be able to do that and to be able to do on and off. So it was a great example of sort of getting started.
And so we have like 26,000 articles of those. And you also mentioned something in passing. If anyone, again, wants to waste some more time, there's some pretty interesting things around our Code Project open license that are interesting to look at. But the thing that we wanted to mention here is that we have today, we've announced not only that the background should change to green, according to the Twitterverse, but also, and it is a Code Project green to match the Code Project orange. Hopefully
tweets say
soon.
Green, and we went purple. So
yeah, that's
can we get some green in here?
I think the next time we need to get the staff that
blue,
is not colorblind.
Blue.
So my point was, as I was saying, is the orange is nice. Let's stick with the orange. It's a Code Project.
No,
the orange.
Did they
vote? I'm sorry.
They vote.
There was
yeah.
Right.
They're actually going to vote me off the show.
Right.
Which
they're
will
saying
be hilarious.
It's a
blue.
Right. Yeah. That won't happen. Green is lovely. So
the
point
look
I was
at that.
Making.
Yes.
Oh, and there's much rejoicing. The
all six of our listeners. And
what we found
fantastic.
Is we've had a lot of active forum. Besides the articles, we've had a lot of active forum people asking questions and answers. And we've found that the Wiki Answers model has been more successful with other sites for a Q&A sort of thing. So we already have the rating system in place. This is just our moving the question answer. I want to get an answer. Help me vote the right answer and do those things. So again, you know, you get rated higher for participation and correct answers, and you can rate
and
the individual.
And this is a new feature.
It is new. It's
and before it used to be forums, right?
Correct.
So
you
ask forums.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the thinking between going to forums and just answers? Is it this is sort of like an easier lookup? You get
vote
things
it's,
up, or
it's a more friendly way to find the answers you want as opposed to a threaded forum. So that's it. It went live. So I encourage you to go try it out and tell the development staff why they're wrong, and then I will just back you up. It'll be great.
And Stack Overflow.
Similar model. They took the Wiki Answers model, and they've got sort of a similar, voting, vote the best answer, give the best answer kind of model. So
cool.
So
and we are again taking questions at CH9 Live. What do you think about for the Twitterverse? If they saw our announcements today, what do they think about PDC so far?
Yeah.
What's the thing that actually excited them? Are they bored out of their minds, or do we have any cool stuff coming? Let us know.
Yeah. Ask us some questions.
Send your questions
that
to at CH9 Live.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
Beyond the color green, clearly.
It does bring out your eyes, I wanted to mention.
Oh, thank you. The dull red of my eyes.
The dull red of your eyes.
the dull burning sensation.
Cadaverous was the word I was going to use.
Oh, that's so nice. Cadaverous. You know, this is the third time I've heard cadaverous today.
Nice.
.NET Micro Framework. So this is this was covered by several folks, Ars Technica and so forth, where they had some nice pictures of Spot. Do you remember Spot, the smart personal?
I do. I still have one.
Do you really?
I don't actually use it, but I do have one.
It turns out customers didn't like having to recharge their watch every 2 hours.
That was why I stopped using it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they just got really hard to get the long extension cord.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we've done, in the micro framework, kudos to these guys. It is the ability to run. It is a simplified version, even smaller than the compact framework, that allows you to have to load on different devices. So one example is I think the guys at Insteon, which you home automation software, mm-hmm. have the compact micro framework on Insteon devices. What it means is I can now program, to turn my lights on and off, and scare
right.
neighbors.
Do it your own. So it's micro.
Programmatically.
So it's micro, compact, regular. So
yes.
when does that system go metric?
we're never going metric.
Oh, I see.
We're U.S. Americans.
It's an EU issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I make all the decisions too.
Right. Yeah.
Clearly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
So this is cool though. I love the fact that they're going
cool.
open source
right.
because what it allows people to do is if they need to make changes to the .NET framework, and we're still being involved because we don't want a fragmented 100 different versions of the micro framework, but it allows you, if you do need to make a change to, say, support certain libraries, to have that application, say you need something for Silverlight, say you need something for whatever, you can actually use
this. You've got the ability
to.
I can remember talking with some of the Spot product managers, technical product managers, way back when, wishing this day would come. Now, it would have been fun to do that initially so I could program my watch in some manner. But
yeah.
Still, it's neat. It'd be fun to play with.
All right, so we are at Picks of the Week. Picks of
nice.
The Week. Woohoo! We're almost shutting down here.
Yeah, the crowd went wild. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy in here.
Yeah, both. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
All right, we have dozens of watchers online as well. Facebook, Twitter. So the announcement was before the PDC keynote is now you can, on your Xbox 360, now clearly you can't watch this on your Xbox 360, but you could actually tweet what you're doing and follow status and send status updates directly from your Xbox 360.
Nice. So I've taken my controller into the bathroom kind of updates.
Yes, exactly. Nice. OMG, I hate this.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I too am excited. No, one of the cool things I will say, so Jeff Sanquist was on here earlier telling Loic from Seismic to build a screensaver version. They have a screensaver version. I think it's called like Party Mode that allows you to have a visualization of Twitter and Facebook that you can just have on your TV during a party.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely check this out if you're an Xbox 360 user.
Excellent.
And your pick of the week is,
could you
be any more self-congratulatory?
No, let me think. Who's been talking about Channel 9 for the last half an hour? Oh, right.
Oh,
that was you.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
Oh,
yes,
so. It burns.
Right, so welcome to self-congratulatory of the week. But Code Project is 10. Launched November 15th, 1999.
And the Code Project guy.
And the Code Project alien is celebrating.
10 years is a long time.
It is a long
in
time.
In internet age, yeah.
It is a long time. Oh, nice.
That's like 40 in Ostrich. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Anyway, so that's
so,
it. That's
so what are you guys doing to celebrate?
Well,
anything exciting?
Most of the staff has been drunk for about the last week.
Yeah. Well, how's that different than the normal?
That's true. They are. Yeah, they're Russian and Australian in many cases. So, yeah. But no.
How many people work in Code Project?
You mean how many people are employed or how many people work? Because they're two different answers.
No. Employed.
About 25.
25. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we announced a company acquisition this week. It's going to help us do some more stuff. But the
what was the acquisition? Let's talk.
We acquired a company called Lake Quincy, so it's more interesting for the people advertising on the site than the people using the site. But
right.
It does give us some great technical talent. Eric Andre has joined the site. He worked with Microsoft for quite a while. Steve Smith, who built ASP Alliance and a bunch of other things, has joined us. So it's going to help us do a lot of the things that we've wanted to do on the site for a long time in terms of just making it easier to use, easier to collaborate, and easier to do more things, just find the information, get the job done. So that's how we're celebrating.
Excellent. So we will go to some questions. Do we have any questions? I think the big thing is Al is actually, for the record, I'm still watching, and
nice.
Al was here when we started.
Really?
And Al is still here. So kudos to Al, who's apparently, I'm hoping you're going to the bathroom during this, buddy.
I'm hoping he's still at work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we are officially going to shut us down. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this week on Channel 9.
Thanks
very
much.
More stuff to go.
Anyone questions from the audience?
Bueller. All right. We will see you all tomorrow. And thank you, Mr. Hadfield, for joining us.
My pleasure, as always.
Thanks.